It's Wednesday, June 5th, and this is Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio News. Hi, I'm George Prentice in for Gemma Gaudette. What happens when Nashville meets Idaho? Well, that's the first question on the bio sheet for the music duo Crazy Love. Idaho singer-songwriter Heather Platts teamed up with Nashville singer-songwriter and producer Bruce Michael Miller. The rest is history.
Just as is, resist the need to understand it. Stop searching, you won't find the way. So rare, it's so fine. I love you just as is. As is, I want you just as is.
Between them, they've worked with such notables as Paul McCartney, Byron House, and Kenny Loggins. Now they're in Boise for a performance put on by the Idaho Songwriters Association. That will be this Friday afternoon at the Sandbar in Boise. At this point, we would normally dive into an interview with the duo, but there's one thing more we should take note of. Bruce has end-stage renal disease. He needs a kidney transplant. Heather wants to give him one of hers, and now it's up to the doctors to work it out. Bruce calls the situation intense. Bruce and Heather are here in the studio with me. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well. How you doing? How you feeling?
I'm good. I feel pretty good.
Yeah?
Yep.
What's is it day to day? Is it some days are better than others? What?
I take good care of myself. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so far I am not... Don't have a lot of symptoms, which the doctors really aren't sure why, but I'm happy for. So my numbers indicate that I'm ready for a transplant. But
how long have you known that you need a transplant?
I've had kidney disease for about 20 years or so. It's been a slow decline. So, and but I've used some other modalities of healing, so kind of slowed it down, but I'm kind of there now, so...
Okay, so give me the story. How'd you meet?
Well, let's see.
Give me the good story.
I have worked.
The good story.
I have known Bruce Michael Miller is an incredible, songwriter and producer and songwriting mentor, which is why it's so wonderful he's here working with the Idaho Songwriters Association. But so we worked together professionally for a good while and kind of.
I think about 18 months.
Yeah, about 18 months. Got to know each other real well. And
this was all over the internet. So
yes.
Heather was sending me songs monthly, and we would get together for an hour, and we would talk about how to improve them
and
get her craft better. And I think about 6 months into the process, I realized that she was a great writer. And I'd been working in Nashville for, 20 years, so I'd written with a lot of really good writers. So... I suggested that she make a record, and so nothing self-serving about that at all.
Well, he was wonderful to work with. He's the great thing about Bruce is it's all about the song, and you can make any song sound great, but is it truly great? And that's what Bruce is able to do for songwriters. So we are very lucky to have him, and that I inspired him to make the move to Idaho. And
when was that?
That was,
November 2017.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So long enough to survive a couple winters that I don't think have been too bad so
One
far.
Of them.
No, they haven't been bad.
Yes.
But can you possibly try to describe what makes her so special? What makes a good writer, a great writer? What's the difference between good and great?
That's a really good question. And so the difference between good and great. Well, I think we all have songs that we have heard in our lives that kind of stick out as like part of the soundtrack of our lives that really have meaning for us. So a song, a great song, I think speaks to you on a lot of levels. Like you think that the song is written about you or for you, and that's kind of part of the craft of doing it. So when you hear a song and you go, wow, how did they know how I felt?
It's quite magical, actually, I think.
He's talking about you.
Well, I think all songs, he's talking about great songs.
Yeah, but he's talking about you.
Well, a little bit
biased. Heather's very honest in her songwriting. She writes about her life.
I think authenticity is incredibly important.
Yeah, and that was kind of part of what a lot of people try to write a really good song, and she was just trying to write about what was going on in her life.
Heather,
it rang true to me.
You're planning on giving Bruce a kidney?
That's what we're looking into right now. Actually, a week from today, I'll be heading to the University of Utah to do kind of the final hands-on check, I guess. I've done a lot of lab work and all of that, and so far everything's a go.
What does that mean? Does that mean this is sooner than later? This is in the next month or two?
We're hoping for summer, for sure.
And where might that...
It would be at the University of Utah.
University of Utah?
Yeah.
You ready?
I don't know. Can you see me shaking my head on the radio? Yeah, I'm ready.
So, you know, it's interesting. I wanted to just say something. Mm-hmm. Having looked into this, realizing that the living kidney donation is such an important thing that so many people aren't aware of, and that 4,000 people a year actually die waiting for a kidney, and so many people don't realize that we actually can live with only one kidney. It's one of the few organs you can give and still go on with a relatively normal life. Mm-hmm. So having looked into this, it's raised my awareness quite a bit.
And all that you're going through collectively obviously comes out in some of your art.
It does, for sure. I think the song we're going to sing today is kind of a great
example. This is hard to rhyme kidney with.
Does it rhyme with anything?
I don't know. That's the million-dollar question right there.
But the idea is to take the idea and make something. They say don't let the facts get in the way of the truth, so we can write
that's
a song
right.
Maybe. There's something called the big give, and there's something called the big ask. It's kind of
some little bullet points in
kidney donation. So the big give is when you give a kidney, and the big ask is where you say, I need a kidney. Anybody out there?
Yes. And just real quick, if anybody is curious, www.kidney.org/livingdonation. If you're curious, there's no pressure. You know, it's just something to look into if you're curious.
Well, this is going to be pretty special for us. And I'm so grateful that you're here. And I am so
fortunate to be here.
But now comes the fun part for us. If you can get set up. We're going to have a live performance here on Idaho Matters. The song is called Snake River Canyon. Today, we're with musicians Heather Platts and Bruce Michael Miller, and their duo is Crazy Love. We'd love to hear from you. You can communicate with us via email at Idaho Matters, all one word, Idaho Matters at boisestate.edu. On Twitter, use the hashtag Idaho Matters. And our Facebook page is Boise State Public Radio. And again, a song that we're going to hear is Snake River Canyon, and this is Crazy Love.
Without a sound, gonna be a ride, might be suicide. every single day. That Griffins don't put up a fight. If a river can carve a canyon, push comes shove, heaven stands in the way of seems quiet in the moonlight, but every single day that elephants don't put up a fight. The river can't carve a canyon, push comes to shove, nothing stands in the way of Snake River Canyon. Seems quiet in the moonlight, but every single day that elephants don't put up a fight. The river can't
That was spectacular. And you're listening to Crazy Love, that song Snake River Canyon, musicians Heather Platts and Bruce Michael Miller. The origin of that song, had you met, were you still swapping stuff on the internet?
Actually, this song, I kind of had the idea of it. Of course, we live in Twin Falls, and that's right next to the Snake River Canyon. And gosh, you know, if you haven't just stopped over at the visitor center and taken a look down, you need to do that. It is amazing. And just thinking of the power of the water, you know, through the rock and just the, you know, just the amount of time and energy. I just thought, well, that's kind of a great metaphor for love.
Like, sounds like a relationship.
It does.
It just yes. kind of wears it away.
That's right.
You do covers? Yes.
We do some, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you cover?
Gosh, a whole lot. One of our most popular ones, we do Take It to the Limit.
Nice.
The Eagles, we love that one. I enjoy doing Too Late, Carole King. Bruce does a lot of Eric Clapton.
Yeah, I'm a big Clapton fan. So
we try and give a little something for everybody. Great songs all around.
So we have the performance that's coming up Friday, but beyond that, have you kept
tonight.
Where are you tonight?
Tonight, 6 o'clock in Twin Falls.
Yep, back to Twin.
At the Brick House. So you're all coming, right?
Yeah.
We're getting the bus now.
That's right.
Bruce,
that's right.
You had a songwriting workshop at CWI, right, recently? How did that go?
Yeah, it went really well. Actually, I've done two for the ISA, which is the Idaho Songwriters Association. They went really well. The first one, I think we were completely at capacity for both of them. And
so who's in that room?
We had a 15-year-old young man that was there, and we had a bunch of older, you know, men and women that were there, some people that had never even tried to write a song before, and they came because they thought they could do it. So, you know, there's all kinds of reasons to write.
And there were a lot of, you know, professionals, too, just trying to get better. That's what's kind of nice about something like that. There's this cross-pollination.
Yeah.
People have been doing it. People just want to start doing it. And it's pretty magical. It's,
you know, in when I was in Nashville, they say there's 70,000 songwriters in Nashville. And that's like a conservative estimate. It's not like a number they just throw out. So the competition is fierce, and some of the best songwriters in the world are there now writing, trying to get songs recorded. And so I was there for 23 years, so I really – it's like if you want to be a great writer, that's a great place to go to kind of train. And I kind of wanted to bring that with me to Idaho when I came.
We're big time now.
Yeah.
Because I love great songs. And so, you know, if you can train people to write them.
What's on the playlist for Friday at the Sandbar?
We got 3 hours of music. We'll be doing a number of covers, but mostly, because it's a songwriters event, mostly originals. And between the two of us, we actually have, we could fill 3 hours of original music, which is.
But you'll be playing what? A couple of sets?
We're going to be playing for.
Three sets.
Yeah, three sets.
2 to 5 were there.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're hoping for sun.
And
that kicks off a series that happens all summer.
Every
Friday from 2 to 5. The ISA owns the Sandbar.
And then the Idaho Songwriters also has a monthly forum event. Did you want to talk about that?
Yeah, we have every month is called the ISA Forum. Mm-hmm. And usually it's at the Sapphire Room, which is at the Riverside Hotel. But for the summer, we're at the Lost
Grove
Brewery.
Yes.
And so it's the last Tuesday of every month. So, and it's really a great event. We was it 2 weeks ago or last week, whenever it was, the last Tuesday in May, we packed the place. It was completely standing room only.
And you can come and perform, but if you just want to support local music and hear original music, that supports
drink original
the cause.
Beer.
That's right. That supports the
cause.
Well,
have
too.
A grand time tonight and on Friday.
Thank you.
And all the best in the coming
thank
days.
You.
Well, thank you,
George.
Yeah,
thank you for
got
having
some,
us.
Some significant moments that are coming up.
And we're on social media, Crazy Love Duo on Facebook, so people can come and kind of check my progress, our progress, where we're playing.
And the Idaho Songwriters is on idohosongwriters.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's Heather Platts. He's Bruce Michael Miller. Their duo is Crazy Love. Our producers are Samantha Wright and Richard Copeland. Associate producer is Hannah Gardowski. Our intern is Ethan Weber. Our program associate is Norm Gunning. Our theme music was written and produced by musician Will Hall. I'm George Prentice, and you can hear today's program and previous interviews on our website, and that is BoiseStatePublicRadio.org.
Sun's like a hammer, even cactus are praying for shade. It's too hot in this bar, the swamp cooler's busted again.